You're listening to Marketing News Canada, Canada's number one show featuring the brightest minds in marketing, PR, and digital advertising.
Well, welcome to another episode of Marketing News Canada. I am thrilled to introduce you to Sarah Jordan. Sarah is the CEO of Mastermind Toys, Canada's largest specialty toy and children's book retailer. She leads 68 stores coast to coast. You probably have been to one at some point, and also online with thousands of employees, including stores, head office, and warehouses. She brings to life their reputation as Canada's authority on play and creating a world-class employee and customer experience. In 2020, Mastermind Toys was named the most innovative retailer of the year, and Sarah was recognized as a global influencer in customer experience. Sarah is a passionate, energetic leader with a track record of delivering results while leading transformational change at organizations. Previously, she was the Senior Vice President Customer Experience and Omnichannel Strategy at Scotiabank. Did that even fit on a business card? I'm not sure. Where she led the bank from number 5 to number 1 in customer experience ratings. She spent a decade with Boston Consulting Group, where she advised Fortune 500 companies on large-scale retail customer-centric transformations and cultural change. Sarah holds both an MBA and an engineering degree from Queen's University. She is also a lecturer at the Smith School of Business at Queen's University in the MBA program and a guest speaker at Sobeys School of Business at St. Mary's University in their Innovation in Retailing and Services program. She is a board member at the Canadian Toy Association, the first ever retail member in the organization's history, and a board member with Wawanisa Mutual Insurance Company, the largest Canadian property and casualty mutual insurer with $4.2 billion. Yeah, that's right. $1 billion in revenue and over $11 billion in assets. So I am not only a fan of Sarah Jordan, but I am a huge fan of Mastermind Toys. As a parent of 4 children, one of the greatest things about Mastermind Toys is you can go in. It is one of the easiest stores to walk around in. Somehow they always have clear aisles. You know, if you've ever been to a toy store, it's chaotic and it's scary. And so that you go in there and it just feels peaceful. And you feel like you know you're going to get a toy, no matter what you get, that's actually good and it's high quality and there's even learning involved in it. And then the bonus part is if you're running late for a birthday party or if you're just not feeling super confident about your wrapping skills, you go to the till and they'll actually wrap it for you, which is pretty amazing. So lots of other great things about Mastermind Toys. They actually have people who walk over and help you pick the right toy. They'll actually like ask you what your needs are and what the person is, which is pretty incredible. They're not just a bunch of folks that are there trying to pick things off the ground and put them back on the shelves. So one of my wife and I's favorite stores to go to, both as an adult to find stuff for me, because I think adults should still play as well, and also for my children and the birthday parties attend. So Sarah Jordan, thank you for being here.
Well, Darian, thanks for having me on Marketing News Canada.
So every amazing superhero has an origin story. We got a bit of the highlights of your life, some of your achievements. Maybe give me kind of about yourself and how you got to be where you are today.
Well, thanks for asking. And I really appreciate you hitting the headlines. What I will say, even as you were listening and as the listeners are tuning in, I would say you heard a story of a fairly unconventional path to a retail CEO. Chemical engineering background with an MBA. I'm a lifelong learner. I started my career in strategy consulting, spent a decade at Boston Consulting Group. What you don't hear from that is I really developed an expertise on all things customer and large-scale cultural transformations, customer insight, customer segmentation, customer loyalty. I learned also a lot about myself during that time at Boston Consulting Group. Every leading strategy consulting firm, of which BCG is one of them, really invests in their people. And I got to know my strengths. And I really found out that I was passionate about transformation. I then did a tour, a chapter as a bank executive. I had an opportunity to lead a mandate that I'm passionate about, customer experience. And working at an enormous bank in Canada, I got the opportunity to learn what it was like to be an operator in a truly complex environment. And then the other thing I will say to you is I didn't expect to be a retail CEO in this early inning, early chapter of my career. And I'm really proud that I've been able to navigate an unconventional path. And I'll tell you why. It's because I played to my strengths in each of those adventures, and I put the best team on the field around me. Now, I'd love to also rewind a little bit, because it didn't just start when I left to go to university. A lot of my success story comes from how I grew up. I was really fortunate, and it's an amazing privilege to have been raised by parents who instilled in me a can-do attitude. I had absolutely no concept of a glass ceiling growing up. I have an older brother who also made me fierce. I grew up playing Lego, which is a fun twist and turn in the story. But really, my success starts from being surrounded by a family and parents who lifted me up. I had a grandfather who was for sure the first he for she supporter in my life, who was really proud of me and encouraged me to get into business. And I had a whole host of other mentors and sponsors and cheerleaders along the way who not only encouraged me to play to my strengths, but also encouraged me to be an authentic leader. And so all of that, I believe, played into the history and the chapters that you shared, which is a pretty unique story of landing at Canada's Authority on Play at the time when I joined, a beloved brand in Canada, almost a bit of an iconic gem that I got the opportunity and the privilege to take to the next level.
Amazing. And the history of Mastermind Toys here in Canada. Tell me about that.
So Mastermind Toys just celebrated their 37th birthday in Canada. We're big on birthdays, as you shared. So it's always important for us to celebrate our birthday. We were founded in 1984 by two brothers, Andy and John Levy. They opened their first store in 1984. It was actually an educational software store. And they quickly opened a second shop called Mastermind Educational. And this store had an expanded assortment of the best toys, books, puzzles, and games. Over the years, they opened more and more stores in the greater Toronto area, and we became known as the birthday destination. Now, I know you talked a little bit about our birthday wrap. I just wanted to share that is designed in-house in Canada by our creative studio. So all that birthday confetti or all the words that you see or the holiday wrap that's become symbolic of celebrating the holidays with the family, it is designed right here in Canada by the Mastermind Toys creative team, which is a superpower in itself. The other thing that was really important to Mastermind Toys and is deeply embedded in our history and our heritage is our curation model. You mentioned that you can come to us. We call them our play experts in our store. You can come to us and we will help guide you. The littlest customers to who we call our kids at heart will help you find what you're looking for. And we sweat every detail of the toys and the books and the games that make it on our shelf. But beyond that, we deeply believe that play is kids' work. And we have our own curation model. It's called Why Kids Play. And it's based on a child's development of their body, mind, and expression at each age and stage. We're actually incredibly unique in the toy market or in the juvenile space because we don't curate based on gender. We curate based on play patterns, and we're really incredibly proud of that. We bring these to life, as you said, into our stores. And fast forward to today, we do have 68 stores coast to coast. We are proudly Canada's Authority on Play. Last year, during the pandemic, we launched a wonder-filled new website, and we also launched the leading curbside promise in the market. We are still the birthday destination. We like to think of ourselves as the toy or the birthday present that your kid will keep playing with once the birthday party is over. And we continue to be incredibly customer obsessed. All that to say, I hope what you're hearing is that we're not simply a toy store. We deeply believe that play is kids' work, that the world is better at play. And we are a passion-filled, purpose-driven organization right here in Canada.
That's amazing. The history makes so much more sense now when I go in because every toy, every piece seems to have an education or thoughtful element to it being in the store. And sure enough, every toy that we've ever gotten there is meant to last, which is also great. It's not a like a single-use toy or you didn't go that route to just be like go on trend. You've gone on what's good for the child. It's awesome. But for you, you with your history, your background, chemical engineering, how did you get drawn to the role of CEO of Mastermind Toys? Like again, what was the route that brought you there?
Well, I mentioned a little bit that what I really light up around is transformation.
Yeah.
And what I really want to acknowledge is that when I joined Mastermind Toys or when there was this opportunity that was presented to itself, I really saw all the ingredients of an amazing company. Had 68 stores coast to coast. It had a curation model, had all the elements of a beloved brand. And what I was really encouraged by is that everything that I'm not good at, the organization had already tackled. And everything that I'm great at, customer experience, brand transformation, digital reinvention, the organization had an opportunity to turn it up. And so yeah. I was really motivated to bring my leadership to the table. And it was really important for me to respect all of the history and the heritage of the organization. And like what you shared, I was a fan of Mastermind before I joined. Now, I'm also highly critical of Mastermind when I joined because I am an online shopper. I'm a busy working parent, so I didn't always turn to Mastermind, but I knew about what Mastermind stood for, and I was really inspired by that. Of course, when I joined, I had no line of sight that I would be leading through a pandemic, that I would be shutting down our stores coast to coast, having no lifeline. Where we were really behind at Mastermind was our digital offering. We deeply believe that our wonder was best experienced in our store. And there is some truth to that. If you've ever seen a kid go into our toy store or a kid at heart, you know that that's real. Darian, 95% of our business in 2019 was bricks and mortar. And you can imagine heading into the pandemic, in that moment when we shut down our stores before the government mandate, we had no lifeline. And so you asked me why I joined Mastermind. I joined for the mandate of turning it up, not turning it around. I joined for the opportunity to play to my strengths. And I joined because I love retail. I was a bank executive and I was really excited to get back to the energy and the pace and the customer intimacy that retail has to offer.
I love it. So I'm giving the Langley experience. You walk in the door, and this is for adults and kids alike. And right on the left side, when you walk into the store, is all the outdoor toy, the outdoor play, which I love. And so I think what I like about it is I've watched my kids go in there and see what they're drawn to. And that's where it, like, online can't compete with that. Like, you see what they want to touch. You want to see what they tactically like. And so it's such a great experience of knowing what to buy. And that's where that bricks and mortar will never go away on the toy experience, I feel like. So one big thing, it was a crazy last year. So what are some of the ways that you responded? What are some of the things that Mastermind did as far as navigating the unprecedented time?
Well, I'll start a little bit with what the last 18 months has meant for me personally.
Yeah.
When I think about leading at Mastermind Toys, I can really only look back on leading through a pandemic. And I really have to share that there was no playbook in all of this. I remember joining Mastermind Toys, and I was gifted the first 90 days by a lot of my friends or my coworkers or my mentors, which basically says in the first 90 days of any new chapter, of any new role, listen, don't make major decisions, get to know your organization. And my first 90 days, Darian, looked nothing like that. What I will also say now, being 18 months into my role at Mastermind, but also hopefully a good way through the pandemic, is I reflect back on the heaviness of some of those decisions. I remember March of last year where there was no real vision for how this pandemic would unfold. There was no real clarity on what you needed to do. And so if I look at myself as the CEO of Mastermind Toys, the CEO of a toy store, what were you supposed to do in that moment? There wasn't even clarity on how long this would last, what this actually was. And so we ultimately decided to close our stores before the government mandate. And I remember when we closed our stores, the absolute heaviness of that moment. And I had our leadership team and many of our key players at Mastermind Toys join those conversations. No one was coming in with a specific role, or you made a joke about the business card, and the titles on the business card did not matter in that moment. And it was about what are the decisions we need to do to keep our customers, our employees, and Mastermind Toys safe. And ultimately, it was to close our stores. Now, we didn't have a lifeline. We did not have contactless curbside in March of 2020. Our website was far behind the features and functionalities that was up to our standards of discovering wonder and delight online. And so when we closed that, I remember, as I reflect now, I remember the heaviness of that moment and saying, this will be a leadership-defining moment in my career lifetime. And this is no longer just about how do we keep our stores and our employees safe. It is also about the purpose, the brand, the vision of where we want to go. We are a toy store and we serve littlest to biggest customers. We have employees coast to coast. And in that moment, I remember thinking, this is for me is going to be something that I'm going to get questioned for the rest of my career. There are so few people who will be able to say they were at the steering wheel of a retailer or other industries who are heavily impacted during this time. And you will get asked, what did you do? So here's what we did. We closed our stores. In all of this, we wanted to keep our employees, our play experts in our warehouse, our head office, and our stores safe. The other thing that we wanted to do was we wanted to come out of this stronger. And we wanted to innovate. And so here's what Mastermind Toys has done over the last 18 months during the pandemic. We launched a new website, including an entire digital ecosystem that goes around it, whether it's our new customer service platform, whether it's our search function that's empowered by artificial intelligence. We launched the leading curbside promise in the market in as little as 1 hour, wrapped in our famous wrapping paper in the trunk of your car.
It's amazing. Instacart finally came to Langley so we could get Costco. Like, yours faster, if not better than Instacart Costco delivery, which I was so impressed by. Like, that's mind-blowing. Like, yeah, because as parents, busy parents, you leave it to the last minute sometimes and you feel bad because you're like, you can't go to the party without a toy. So yeah, you are every parent's dream. So thank you.
You're welcome. And we appreciate that. We often think of ourselves and our wrapping paper as the stamp of approval. And when a kid sees that wrapping paper, they get super excited that you've been thoughtful about picking out their gift at Mastermind Toys.
And the parents are happy because it's not a cheap toy that's like, where they don't learn something. The parents love it as well. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. As I said, we are the present the kid will play with after the birthday party is over. I can give you some of my favorites later too, if you want some suggestions.
Yes, please.
But through the last 18 months, we have innovated. We've innovated how we've shown up. We've even innovated how we've come together as a team. What I'm most proud of is that the Mastermind Toys team has come out of this pandemic stronger. And that during this time, we accelerated my vision and we brought it to life in ways that I can't describe. And when I reflect on the last 18 months and how we Mastermind Toys, but how I've navigated the pandemic, I have to say it has been an incredible privilege to lead a Canadian brand that stands for something more than just being a toy store and that has employees who are deeply passionate about our purpose. And while their lives were being reinvented, every Canadian was changing the way they work, live, learn, and play. The Masterminders coast to coast in our warehouse, in our head office, and in our stores were giving it their all to innovate and get Mastermind Toys out of this stronger. And here's what I'll tell you about Mastermind Toys. While we won last year most innovative retail in the year, what I will tell you is we've always acted with humility, but we are the trendsetters and the innovators in our category across the world, and we set retail trends in Canada. And toys is an incredibly trend-based organization.
Very.
It's an incredibly trend-based industry. Oh, yeah. I'm a big lover of fashion and especially Canadian fashion. What I've been so impressed about the toy industry is that it is trend-based.
Oh, yeah.
You have to be thinking about what's going to be the next recess currency, what's going to be the next holiday hit. It's actually a phenomenal opportunity for me to have led an organization through a pandemic to see our employees rise to the occasion. And the thing I'm most proud of the last 18 months in the pandemic is seeing how Masterminders coast to coast to coast gave us feedback, gave us suggestions, co-created with us the way forward. And I hope they all are listening and know how incredible it has been to be their leader over that time.
Amazing.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
How do you know our fidget spinner is going to come back? How do you know, right? Like, send every, you know,
fidget spinners
brand.
Are back. Fidget spinners are back.
Exactly.
So is a flippy octopus.
Yeah. And you have to plan for that. So, sorry, I got to bring something up. So I'm an Indigenous person, and I recently, and when this airs, we're all aware of the 215, the first discovery in Kamloops. And again, as an Indigenous person, I watched how brands responded, just, you know, and also a marketer, out of curiosity, out of interest. And I have to say, it's an honor to be able to tell you this, I have to say, of all the brands, online, digital brands, even retail brands, I have never seen a brand respond as well or as respectfully or as beautifully as Mastermind Toys. And I don't want to tear up now, but it was just like, it was one of the most beautiful things that you did in all your stores. Like I saw like the Vancouver Art Gallery did this beautiful thing with shoes and books, but it was, you chose as a store to do something that I feel like you didn't have to. And so I don't know if you want to respond with why you did it or how that came to be, but it was really impactful that I will never forget that the rest of my life, what you guys did.
Well, thanks for saying that. Yeah. One of the things that has been really important to Mastermind is that we get to play a role in how the future generation looks at the world. And over the pandemic, there's been a lot of social themes that have come to light. And just for the listeners who may not know Mastermind Toys, our sweet spot is 3 to 6 year olds. And so when we think about these issues, we want to play a role in not only supporting children to be more inclusive, but we also want to be a resource to parents. And one of the things, Darian, that we've learned over the last year, and I too am a parent, I have 2 children. We wanted to figure out how we could support parents in talking about diversity and inclusion. And even previous to the Indigenous response, we thought a lot about what does diversity and inclusion mean to us? How can we create a more inclusive playroom? How can we highlight books and resources? And how can we make a difference? And so it was a no-brainer for us to respond. We're certainly still on a journey, and we know that our gestures are only one step in that direction. We wanted to make sure that the children of the future understand what it's like to truly be inclusive. And when we thought about our diversity and inclusion books for this year, we've actually created a curated boutique online that highlights all of those books. And central to that is also books by Indigenous authors or books that talk about the Indigenous culture. And it's just a really incredible way for us to support our children to see the world in a different way. And it's an incredibly important thing as the leader of a children's brand, because you get to have optimism on the path forward. I have to also give a huge shout out to our chief marketing officer, Susan Anderson, who leads the charge on all of our diversity and inclusion initiatives, who is really passionate about making sure that our brand stands for something more. But I also have to thank our store managers coast to coast, who really bring this to life in their stores, who are really passionate about making sure these books are displayed, these moments are talked about, and that as our play experts, they can talk to our littlest and biggest customers about how we can have a brighter path forward. So I really appreciate you sharing that. That got emotional for me too there. So thanks for making sure that we went there today.
And it just goes to show, like, being a large organization, you know, 68 stores across the country, for you to action an item like that quickly. Like, we work with brands of your size, and, you know, something like that takes months to decide upon or to think about. And even we work with some Indigenous organizations who couldn't figure out how to respond that quickly. It was incredible, the momentum, the ability, the leadership it took to make that happen. It was awesome.
Well, I think that's Mastermind Toys' superpower. One of the things that we've learned during the pandemic is that we act at a different speed. We're not the largest retailer in Canada, but we're not a small business. We take our role on being bold and scrappy really seriously. And when I say bold and scrappy, what I mean is that as innovators and as trendsetters and pace setters in retail in the toy category globally, we want to make sure that we are giving ourselves permission to fail. We're not going to get everything right, but we believe that progress is better than perfection and that we need to build momentum. I remember through the pandemic, we have 5 corporate goals every year, but I remember through the pandemic, we started talking about cultural goals or ways that we wanted the masterminders to act coast to coast, 3 behavioral goals, as you might call them. And last year, we've changed them every year, but last year in the middle of the pandemic, we had 3 of them. The first one was to keep Mastermind Toys special. Everything that you just described, many parents would say the same things that you're saying about Mastermind and why it's so special to parents and kids. And so I said, keep Mastermind Toys special. The second piece was build momentum to come out of this stronger. We wanted to celebrate every win. We wanted to recognize that there was a real opportunity to innovate. But the third one was really to be bold and scrappy. I actually read a children's book out in one of our town halls, virtual town halls, called Rosie Revere Engineer. It's my favorite kids book. But one of the reasons why I love that book is because it's all about a girl who's trying to build a cheese helicopter that flies. Yep. It flies for a little bit, it sputters, and then it falls. And the little girl, Rosie, gets really upset. But her aunt, who's a cheerleader, says to her, "Rosie, don't be upset. It did exactly what it was supposed to do. For a few moments, it flew." I read this page out to the organization, and it was really my way of saying, you got to go for it. We have this moment. We have no lifeline. We have no contactless curbside. The only way we're going to do this is if every idea we bring to life. And let me tell you, Darian, we launched things last year that failed and we celebrated them. So we have Grandparents' Day. We like being customer obsessed. So we're the only brand in Canada that has Grandparents' Day. A lot of people call it Seniors' Day, but that's not what's true to us. We really love grandparents and grandgivers. And so we launched Grandparents' Day. We launched it in July of last year. We were not ready to launch it. There were a few kinks that we hadn't ironed out, but we went for it. Our first Grandparents' Day, we got feedback that we had an age limit on grandparents. And we heard that feedback from our customers in store. We heard it on social media. And so in August, because it's a monthly promotion, we changed it. We said, look, if you come into our store and you can show a picture of your grandkid, name your grandkid, we don't care how old you are. If you're a grandparent, this day is for you. And I say that because as an organization, we celebrated the fact that we launched Grandparents' Day. We reflected that we could have done better. And the next month, not a quarter, not a year from now, the next month, we fixed it. And that's what I think is so special about Mastermind Toys. To your point around acting with respect, integrity, but pace on moments that matter in ways that our customers resonate with, understanding that it's true to who Mastermind Toys are. And it really starts by being a brand that deeply knows who they are, who they stand for, and us wanting to make a difference in our customers' lives and being truly customer obsessed to know that the right path forward in that moment, whether it's for Grandparents' Day or Indigenous Day, or celebrating themes that are really important to us, it always comes down to what makes Mastermind special and how can we support kids and parents and encouraging that the world is better at play.
Amazing. I love that you mentioned grandparents, and I had a very important grandpa in my life. And you mentioned you had amazing parents as well. For maybe those that are listening that maybe say, you know what, I never had that. Never had a grandparent, never had amazing parents. But I want to know about these mentors, because you also mentioned mentors. When you said you've got these amazing mentors, were you proactive? Was it reactive? They come around you, or did you seek them out? How did you find such amazing people to support you and cheerlead you?
Beyond the absolute blessing of having those parents and grandparents and extended family who cheerleaded for me along the way, you know, early on in my career, I really didn't have a concept of mentorship. I didn't know what that really meant. You remember, I'm a chemical engineer, highly analytical, a mathlete, so to speak.
Yeah.
And when I joined the business world in consulting, I was really someone who believed that if I did really great work, that would speak for itself. And what I learned over time was that not only is it important for people to see good work, but it's also important for people to see and believe in your potential. And that's where this concept of mentorship really came to light to me. I'm an authentic individual. I'm bold, I'm passionate, I'm determined, I'm feisty. And what I found was that mentors were really helpful for me to find an authentic way to show up. I don't look, sound, feel like the normal CEO. At every stage in my career, I would have made that same statement. And so mentors were invaluable to me to support a way for me to bring my strengths to the table, and also to round out my areas for development. How did I find them? Well, I first didn't even know what that label meant, but sometimes I worked for them. Sometimes I kept in touch with them. Sometimes they were my clients because I worked in an advisory firm at Boston Consulting Group. What also became pivotal for me over my career was that some of those mentors then turned into sponsors. And the difference for me is that a mentor is someone who gives you advice. It's your phone a friend. It's someone that you make me turn to during inflection points or transition points. But a sponsor is someone who is actively supporting you. The way I like to think about it is they are the person who keeps pounding the table for your potential when other people stop pounding the table, when other people stop believing in you. And having a more unique profile has taught me that sponsors in my career are incredibly important to help me lift to different altitudes along the way.
Yeah.
And what I will also tell you about mentors and sponsors is that I learned early on by working for different people that there are two types of leaders and how they show up. One type of leader asks you to prove yourself, asks you to show up, asks you to prove why you have a seat at the table, asks to prove if you can make it to the next level. Then there's another type of leader, and that leader believes in you, and that leader wants you to succeed, and that leader wants to give you opportunity. And when I worked for those two different types of leaders, I was fundamentally a different person. And so now when I show up as a leader, I show up deeply believing in others, because when someone believed in me, I was at my best. And these are all the things that I have learned by having mentors and sponsors and coaches and parents and grandparents and a spouse who believe in me. And I've had the opportunity to see a lot of these leadership philosophies in action. And I've really felt like I'm in my dream role and dream leadership role, Darian, because at Mastermind Toys, I am leading the way I've always wanted to lead. And it's making a difference on how my team and how I am showing up. And if there's one great thing that's happened during the pandemic, out of all the reinventions that's happening, whether it's digital, whether it's how we get to do a throwback to family dinner every night because we're doing hybrid working and that should stay. The other thing that's been reinvented is leadership. Because there is no playbook, because the face of leadership is changing, and because what's been successful, and we've seen this across the globe of leading through the pandemic, is that people need to lead with empathy and strength. They need an authentic leader. They need someone who will lead them with compassion and courage. And leadership has been redefined in this moment. And I'm so excited that we're seeing different faces of leaders, different styles of leaders emerge as being successful. And that will be a wonderful thing for people's careers as we move forward through this pandemic, because that won't go away. Those types of leaders, purpose-driven leaders, those leaders are the ones that people are going to want to work for.
It's amazing. And yeah, that's so cool. So I want to jump into some rapid fire questions.
Are you going to answer them too?
Maybe I should. I've never done that before, but I would if you want me to.
I think you need to answer them too. I'll go first and then you answer. We'll see how similar we are.
Okay. Poutine or maple syrup?
Maple syrup, hands down. Didn't even have to think about it.
Okay. I want both. I want maple syrup on my poutine if I can.
Okay.
But if I had to choose, I would go poutine. I love poutine. It's amazing. All dressed chips or dill pickle?
Definitely dill pickle. How about you?
All dressed chips, because they are my daughter Evelyn's favorite, and I would give them to her because she loves them. Otherwise, I'm not a big chip guy. So.
Right, me neither. I'm not a big chip gal,
yeah.
But I have a sweet spot or a salty spot for dill pickle chips.
Dill pickle. Nice. Camping or cottaging, which I like. And those that are not from Ontario, cottaging is a cabin near a lake or in the forest. Just a translation there.
Cottaging for me. So cabin, near a lake, near a forest.
Okay. And you know what? I am getting older, so I'm going to go with cottaging as well because I like indoors and beds. And I feel like it's a new era for the Kovacs family. Fireworks or sparklers?
Oh, so fireworks in terms of celebrating a holiday, but I'm a big sparklers fan on a birthday cake. So I feel like I'm doing a bit of both on this one.
And I'm with you, sparklers. I grew up with them on my birthday cake. It was a Hungarian tradition that my dad carried out in our household. So now this, I think, is the hardest question. Michael Bublé or Justin Bieber?
I know. I feel like my phenomenal communications associate, Jessica, made this one really tricky on me.
Yeah.
Because I love Justin Bieber. But there is nothing better than Michael Bublé holiday edition.
Right? Right.
So I feel like I'm going for both on this one, but with that context.
Yeah. And it is like the Maple Leafs Canucks question, because, you know, Michael Bublé is just up the road here in Burnaby and Justin is a Toronto native, right? So it's how do you decide? And both are amazing.
But do we need to decide?
No. Hey, have they ever done a duet yet together? Have they ever?
I think we should ask them to.
Yeah. I think that is, I think it's necessary for such a time as this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, toy or kid-related rapid-fire questions. I love this. If you were a toy, what would you be?
Oh. It's going to be hard for me to be just one, but I guess I'm going to say Lego. I grew up playing Lego.
Yes.
What I love about Lego is two things. One, I'm an engineer, so I think very logically. I love the fact that there's instructions and sometimes I follow them. But I also love that you can choose your own adventure because I'm also a creative thinker. So it satisfies kind of like both sides of the brain for me. How about you?
You know what? I'm going to go because I can, LOL dolls. I'm going to go because you don't know what you're going to get. Sometimes there's these little packages and they are fierce and unique and just, you know, they color change when you put them under different temperatures of water. So there you go. But Lego. And I love that you chose Lego. What a fascinating toy. And you just watching it in this last year as well must be so interesting as a person who is a retailer of said toy. Even AFLs who come into your store maybe, right? So which is adult fans of Lego. So fascinating. Yeah, my kids are in love with Lego, everything about it. So favorite children's book?
Well, I also already said Rosie Revere Engineer, so I'm going to pick a different one.
Yep.
I'm going to pick The Darkest Dark by Chris Hadfield.
Oh, wow. You went there. You went there.
I'm a big Chris Hadfield fan, phenomenal Canadian astronaut who trailed so many places, including outer space.
Yeah.
Wrote a children's book, which has beautiful illustrations, an awesome message in it. And it's one of my favorites to read to both of my children every night. How about you? Do you have a favorite book, favorite kids book?
I was actually going to go with that book as well, but I probably I bought it actually recently because he came on the show and I was like, well, I got to research this guy. So that was the book I chose to research with. And the best thing is you take it to the bathroom and then you put it in front of the light and it glows in the dark, the moon and the stars on it, which is really, really cool. But I'm going to go with James and the Giant Peach because it was the first book that I learned how to read on my own when I was a child. So yeah. Other one I'm going to go with, which is kind of off the beaten track, would be You Are Special by Max Licato about the WeMix. Beautiful, beautiful message about not caring or listening to what other people say about you, which I think is needed for such a time as this. Next one, what would your superpower be if you had one?
I think my superpower would be helping other people find their superpower.
Nice.
Now, as a parent and as a leader, it's so rewarding to help others find what's special about them or what makes them different. So that's my superpower. That's what I would want.
That is an amazing superpower. And I wonder if you've seen the Shadow and Bone series, or read the books. It's on Netflix now, but there is an amplifier is the name of that, the superhero who amplifies when you're near that person, or even if you touch the person, it amplifies their superpower and it finds out, or it helps them discover what their superpower is.
That's me. I'm the amplifier.
You're an amplifier. Yeah, that is amazing. And there's even amplifier items that it's not going to ruin the book or spoil it, but it's the whole journey is to find those amplifiers out in the world so they can become even stronger superheroes, which is amazing. So I love that you flipped this on me because I'd not thought about what my superpower would be. I'd love to be able to fly because I've always dreamt of flying and would love to fly. If I could fly, I think it would be the coolest thing in the world. So I'm going to stick with the flying if I could and keep it simple. Favorite item under $10?
Well, I'm obviously going to pick something from Mastermind Toys.
Please,
right
please
now,
do.
I'm just going to say fidgets. I think they're all under $10, but my personal favorite is the Rainbow Poppet.
Okay. And I'm going to go with, which I think is the coolest thing because I was playing with it last night and I don't even know the name of it, but you mentioned what it's called. When we walked in the store, and this is, again, one of the greatest things about Mastermind Toys is when you walk into the store, you can get overwhelmed, but they do this thing where they feature a toy every time you come in and you called it a cake topper, right?
When
you come in.
That's the shelf when we come in is the cake topper
and
wedding
okay.
cake.
And then the items on top of it, and you highlight a toy. You know, you have different highlights. And so the one time I went in there was a silver ball. It was a mix of a bunch of rings and does so many things. Like it turns into a ball of rings, and then it crawls up your arm and down your arm. It's the coolest toy. And it's also very relaxing, and it's a good fidget. It's a form of fidget toys.
Yeah, it's called, I just wanted to hear you describe that. I could have told the listeners that it's called the flow ring.
The flow ring, and it goes.
But I really wanted you just to do that. I really wanted to see your 280 character tweet for the flow ring. And I wanted to see if you'd get yourself there. So you like the flow ring. That's great.
Yeah. And my daughters keep it beside their bed because it's such a relaxing thing to play with. And it's a soothing toy for both kids and adults alike. What game did you grow up playing?
I love the game Yahtzee.
Oh, yeah.
I am a fierce Yahtzee competitor. I recognize there's no strategy and skill involved, but I take my Yahtzee game very seriously.
Yep.
If I got a second, I feel like we're breaking all the rules of this one, but I'm going for two. I'm going for two. I grew up playing this game, which is so funny now that I think about it. It was actually my grade 11 computer science coding project.
Yep.
The game was called Mastermind.
No. And was it the one with all the colors?
Yes.
I played that game growing up. It's so good. It's so good. Okay, do you remember
and
the cover was all intense?
Mastermind toys.
It was all in the cover. I don't know what the new cover's like, but the cover from the 70s or 80s was these like intense scientists, right? And you felt cool playing it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I grew up playing that.
Wow.
Fun fact is that game has kind of gone off the radar.
No.
But we're bringing it back at Mastermind Toys.
Okay. I need to get a copy. I need to get one for
coming
my house.
Coming soon to Mastermind.
Okay. Okay, and those that are listening, it is one of the coolest games. Again, adults and kids like it. You can play as an adult, but it's like next level Battleship meets, so many things. Like, what's the game with the little faces and you try to guess what the other person's face is with the little
guess
doors?
Guess Who?
Guess Who. It's like Guess Who meets Battleship, right? It's like the best of both worlds.
It's the perfect description, but what was so amazing about this is I was speaking, this game is made by Hasbro. I was speaking at the Hasbro North American team for a Women in Leadership Day. And they asked me the same question. They said, what was your favorite game growing up? And I basically said exactly what you said. Mastermind, coolest game. It was my grade 11 computer science project. And then the lead of Hasbro Canada called me and said, I can bring the game back for you. And I just felt like it was this awesome moment of high school Sarah meets current Sarah, dream come true, favorite game that's called Mastermind to be carried only at Mastermind Toys. Like, how perfect.
That's amazing. You can't even plan that. You can't plan that year.
Did you answer your favorite game?
I'm going to go with that. We played a lot of Dutch Blitz and when we were feeling feisty, Risk when it was a rainy day indoors, and then a lot of Sorry. And again, we just picked up Sorry at Mastermind recently for our own kids to discover the joys and sadness of Sorry when you knock the person's little peg back to their home. So, it was a great game. I love games playing up. So many great board games. Actually, funny, my wife played this board game, something to do with monkeys, Coco something or other, and I found it because they stopped making it, but I found it on Facebook Marketplace and found it for my wife. And she, again, we opened up for our kids and she had all these memories of playing as a kid because, again, it's nostalgic. And it holds memories and holds time and you learn stuff while you play games.
And, interestingly enough, during the pandemic, there's been a real rewind to the retro, the nostalgic coming back. Some of the classic board games or even adults who are rediscovering play. Yep. We know that the world is better at play. You know, they say we get old because we stop playing, right? And so it's been really heartwarming to hear all these stories of adults rediscovering Lego or board games or moments of their youth that's connected to playing or togetherness. You know, people have transformed their backyards into recess. They've transformed their driveways into art galleries through sidewalk chalk. Kids have had to reinvent their birthday parties to have birthday parades. And through all of this, the world has gotten better because we've all started playing again. And we've rediscovered what was so fond when we were growing up. And so I think it's a wonderful thing. I mean, there's obviously a humanitarian crisis going on. There's a pandemic. But in all of this, we've been reminded on what it is to play together and how play actually teaches us empathy, curiosity, and it's a real ingredient for discovery and wonder.
Incredible. On that note, Sarah Jordan, CEO of Mastermind Toys, thank you for being here on Marketing News Canada.
Thanks for having me.
So CEOs, CMOs, marketers, creatives, listening to the show right now, adults are welcome in Mastermind Toys. Bring a child if you want, niece, nephew, your own children, but go check it out. Some incredible toys. Stimulate that part of your brain. Bring them back to the office if you're going back to the office and continue to nurture play in your coworkers, in the people you work with, and just watch and see what sort of creativity, what sort of new things can come out when you start playing. Whether it's just buying the generic box of Lego or maybe some board games that you want to set up in the office, I think you'll see some joy come back in a time when more joy is a good thing. So, Sarah, thank you for being here. And I'm sure we'll all continue to follow and watch your amazing career journey and see where all things go. Thanks again.
Bye now.
Thanks for listening to Marketing News Canada. For more episodes and other great stories from Canadian marketers, visit marketingnewscanada.com. All episodes are recorded in the Jelly Marketing Studio, thanks to our producer, Chris Penner, and editors Travis Jeffers and The Podfather.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.